W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The heads of social media companies fielding heated questions at a Senate hearing today on child online safety, including executives from Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, along with Snap, Discord, and X. Lawmakers looking at the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act, or COSA. ABC's Selena Wang is on Capitol Hill.
For years, Congress has struggled to find a way to regulate social media. For years, no major legislation has actually been passed. They've been blocked by big tech lobbying as well as disagreements among lawmakers. Now, COSA, it would require these online platforms. They would now be more liable for the harmful content on their platforms, which is something that all the legislators can agree on.
Negotiations continue on a temporary ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel that would also include the release of more hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. And the Federal Reserve weighing what to do next with interest rates, the board wrapping up its meeting today. Analysts say with cooling inflation, the Fed will likely leave interest rates unchanged. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge rules that state regulators can force factory farms to get permits before they discharge pollutants. Lobbyists for factory farms sued in Calumet County, challenging the Department of Natural Resources' legal authority, but the judge says state law calls for maintaining the integrity of Wisconsin's water. Two ambulance workers who couldn't find a woman who slipped, fell, and hit her head and died in Milwaukee 2 weeks ago will not be punished.
Because they didn't do anything wrong. The EMS system here worked as designed. You have to understand that false alarms are a common thing in the EMS system, particularly at bus stops.
Jim Baker is CEO of Curtis Ambulance. The crew that responded to Jolene Waldrop's 911 call has been cleared of negligence after an internal investigation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The new plans for the former New London Cafe location in Duluth have been announced. According to a Northern News Now report, the former cafe will now be the permanent home of a popular pop-up Palestinian cafe called Falastin. In a Facebook post, the company thanked the community for their support over the last year and a half and shared their excitement about opening their permanent location and continuing to build their community. The New London Cafe officially closed the day before the announcement. A warmer-than-usual winter may be wreaking havoc on Lake Superior area businesses, but the weather helped the port of Duluth Superior to a notable increase in production. Officials say the port saw a 4.5% increase in tonnage this year and saw the highest numbers of ships since 2018. Additionally, the warm weather assisted in making 2023 the longest international shipping season in the history of the port at 277 days. More ships wintering in the port has also created over 150 jobs for skilled tradespeople. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Marquette makes it five in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat a once great Villanova team 85-80. Villanova has now lost five in a row, their longest losing streak in 13 years. The Golden Eagles now with a five-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Wisconsin is headed to Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow night. The Badgers head coach Greg Gard says after a few days of rest, they now focus on the Cornhuskers.
Turn the page now quick to head on a road to a place that no Big Ten team has won yet. Obviously playing extremely well at home in Nebraska. And numbers, when you do the stat splits, are unbelievable of how much better they are at home. So had a good couple days off, which I thought were important for our guys on Saturday and Sunday, and then came back yesterday and started getting ready for Thursday night.
NBA, the Bucks' new head coach. Coach Doc Rivers says despite losing in Denver, the team showed him they can play on defense.
You know, the cat's out of the bag. They all proved they can do it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of some sun and clouds today, temperatures are soaring to the mid-40s. Winds are feisty, though, out of the southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will knock it back to feeling a touch cooler, but still very mild for this time of year. Right now, 33 degrees.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the DJ for your hour for Taylor Swifty songs. It is Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 12 noon. It is Wednesday. The camel's asleep. The camel was jiving to a little Taylor Swift. Welcome to a special edition of our Hump Day crossover edition. Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8 across the Civic Media Network, joins us from beautiful Lake Wissota in northern Wisconsin from our nation's capital. Wisconsin native, former Republican like myself, and part of the Lincoln Project, senior advisor to Trigvi Olson, joins us from our nation's capital. Gentlemen, today's focus is the wonderfully talented national treasure. In fact, Liz Cheney, former Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, tweeted this out a half an hour ago. Quote, Taylor Swift is a national treasure, unquote. And today's focus is, and I know for some people this might be a little goofy, but there is a serious point to it. Why the heck is the Republican Party, the MAGA folks, and a former Wisconsin governor and also participant at Badger Boy State, why are they obsessed with Taylor Swift? By the way, our former governor has been invited. Governor Walker, I'm sure somebody is listening in. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is not a joke. If Scott Walker calls in, you are more than welcome, Governor, to join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Pat Kreitlow, I know you've talked about this on Up North News Radio. What is up with these, as Gayle King would say, grown-ass men being obsessed with Taylor Swift?
Look what you made me do. Now we have to talk about Taylor Swift. To say that I've talked about it on the morning radio show is just a little bit of a stretch that I'm looking to encourage people not to talk about it, not to blow it up. And yet it seems that the folks on the right just cannot help themselves. And so my only takeaway from all of this, as I noted this morning, is something I say all the time. When you can't win on your ideas, when you can't win on the issues, you fill in the blank. Talk about Mexican caravans, rig the maps, pick on green M&Ms or Bud Light or Taylor Swift. If you can't run and win on your ideas, this is the kind of garbage that you peddle in.
Right. And again, I know that, look, we're talking about one of, not the most popular international singer right now in the world, Taylor Swift, who is a self-made woman, and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who's going to the Super Bowl, playing tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, they're celebrities. I get it. But it's to your point, Pat, it's the Republicans who can't let this alone. And here was the impetus for today's show. A day and a half ago, our former governor, Scott Walker, Republican, got a little irritated by a story he saw in the Daily Mail. The headline is, Taylor Swift could sway 2024 election outcome. New poll finds that a fifth of voters are likely to back a candidate endorsed by the singer. The former governor retweeted that and said, this same fifth of voters were likely voting the wrong way if they base their decision on the opinion of a celebrity, unquote. Pat Kreitlow, last time I checked, the Republicans elected a reality celebrity to the White House.
Ah, touche. Yes. What an excellent point you're making there. And I was one who was saying back in 2016, stop judging people on their celebrity basis. I am old enough to remember how stupid I looked on TV the night I told my audience that Jesse Ventura had just been elected governor of Minnesota. We are supposed to be better than that. We're not. We're in this celebrity culture where we worship something for a while and then something happens. They say something, somebody does something, they become yesterday's news. I mentioned the other day the anniversary of Octomom giving birth to the octuplets. Mm-hmm. Do you hear about that anymore?
Nope.
No, but it was all you heard about for months on end before it was all done. And look, I'm sorry that I'm going to take this into a dark place for a moment here, but I want to say this in all sincerity. I am genuinely afraid because I am getting a bad Rebecca Schaefer vibe out of all this. And for folks who don't remember, Rebecca Schaefer was a young actress, starred in a show called My Sister Sam, and a stalker that she knew about and kept trying to, you know, thwart him and have him, you know, stay away from her. Eventually, you know, just showed up one day and shot her dead. And it's not the only instance of stalkers doing that. But now you mix celebrity stalking with politics as poisonous as it is right now. And I am not exaggerating when I say I am genuinely afraid for where all this goes if some people can't tamp down the rhetoric.
And Craig B. Olson, like Pat Kreitlow, you're a girl dad. We've talked about this before on the show. And we've also talked what Pat brings up, this new political violence, mainly stoked by MAGA on the right. And there is a serious side to this. We're going to get into this a little bit later. We have cuts from Colin Cowherd from Fox, who really put this into great context. We have some cuts we're going to play from...
Great comments from
Colin Cowherd. We're also going to play ridiculous comments from people on Fox and Newsmax of these white dudes very disturbed by her. But I think as a girl dad, yes or no, or your opinion on it, I think Taylor Swift represents more than just a pop star. She represents women who have taken their power back.
Okay, so I'm not disagreeing with Pat, but I'm gonna pivot off of something Pat said. So first of all, if you look at what the right's doing to Taylor Swift, it's what the far right in America, and particularly Donald Trump, always try to do, vilify anybody that might be a potential threat to them. And, you know, the former governor, Badger Boy State, Scott, look at what he did with vilifying teachers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, this is, they got to have an enemy, okay? The second thing about Taylor Swift is she's not just a celebrity. I mean, I think it's unfair to Taylor Swift to say, yes, she is a celebrity, but she's not a celebrity like Kim Kardashian was a celebrity who is known for being famous, or Paris Hilton, or Donald J. Trump, who is basically known for being famous in a sphere. She literally sold out Wembley Stadium eight nights in a row next year. Mm-hmm. You know who's the only other band to do that? The Beatles, for God's sakes. Like, she's an artist who, and by all accounts, seems like a decent enough person, right? She is a real threat to them, and she's a threat to them, and we'll talk about it later, because she precipitates conversations like that have been going on at my house with my 14-year-old about why is Donald Trump and the right attacking Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
And again, Pat, you're a girl dad. You have grandkids as well. I mean, isn't it good as a father, as a grandfather, to have open conversations with your kids? And isn't it good to have someone that says, and we're going to play the clip a little bit later from her documentary where she's talking to her own dad. Trigvi put this out on Twitter from her documentary where she says, look, I don't care if it hurts my career. I have a platform. I have a responsibility to speak out on things like women's health care and LGBTQ rights.
Right. And the thing that I, you know, taught my daughters, and I think everybody should teach their kids, is it's okay to have disagreements and have those discussions. As long as you do your homework so that you're not, you know, talking out your butt, you can disagree respectfully on things. And that's what people should be doing if they don't like the fact that Travis Kelce, you know, is a spokesperson for Pfizer and is talking up the COVID vaccine. I mean, he's right, and anybody that argues with him is wrong, but you can have that argument if you want to have it respectfully. And the same goes for Taylor. Look, we all take shots at celebrities. That does, in fact, come with the territory. It's just that the level of the rhetoric is at a point that I think we are right to be urging caution and to remember that these are humans, and like all humans, just have your respectful disagreement, state your position, and leave it at that.
Let's turn to politics for a while, because again, it's MAGA and the Republicans that are making this into a political issue, not Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce. And I think that Trigvi's right. I think that they're worried, the MAGA folks are, that because Taylor Swift is respected, because she's signed up, 45,000 people now, registered them to vote, didn't ask what party they're from, by the way, just said register to vote and go out and vote. I think that presents a threat, Pat. You and I have talked about it before. The Republican Party, look at Derek Van Orten, look at others in Wisconsin, they don't offer a positive alternative. All they can do is tear down on the other side.
And they look at any opportunity to increase voter registration, to participate in our democracy, as a bad thing. Because, again, they know that, you know, if fewer people vote, that increases their odds of winning for, you know, reasons we don't have to get into now. But there should never, never, never be anything wrong with people who encourage other people to vote, help them register. Again, that's the part that should be celebrated by all sides, before you have your respectful disagreements. But any time that you are talking down or obstructing somebody who's only trying to get more people to participate in democracy, it just says something so wrong about who you are in this democratic republic.
Before I let you go, Pat, I want to pick up on something that you have been talking about and did again this morning on Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. And it goes back to, again, the former governor is welcome to call into the show. We've invited him on today. But, you know, when you have somebody like Scott Walker who vilified someone like teachers, it has a devastating effect on public education. And now we hear school districts saying, well, we're having to pay more for teachers, you know, because there's a teacher shortage. Well, gee, I wonder why.
I do wonder why. And that is, of course, something that we'd all seen coming. We'd already seen it from a demographic standpoint. Then you exacerbate it with the political end of it as well. And you see exactly why we are faced with a shortage in that area, and a shortage in all kinds of other areas, as other young people heard all of this and said, much like my daughters did, I think I'm going to go live in some other state. We really need to turn that around by stop these attacks on our educators and on public education.
Pat Kreitlow, every morning, 6 to 8, Up North News. He's always nice. Scott Walker, GOP, why you got to be so mean? Back with your phone calls. Trigvi Olsen and more on the other side.
All you're ever going to be is mean. Why you got to be so mean?
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Jahnke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH, 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County.
stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke on The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. You were trouble when you walked in. I knew you were trouble when you walked in, from Taylor Swift there. Great lyric. Reminds me, Trigvy, when after Scott Walker got elected and in 2010 and never said a word about Act 10 or attacking teachers or getting rid of bargaining rights for public employees. And he walked into the closed-door Republican Senate caucus, and he announced this along with his handful of staff. And, we kind of looked at each other and said, well, this is trouble. when I walked in, you knew that was just not going to go well. And it didn't, of course. And, again, we invited the governor on the show, former Governor Scott Walker, because he started this whole thing, or at least here in Wisconsin, by tweeting out this poll or this story from the Daily Mail Online that took a poll and found that a fifth, perhaps up to a fifth of voters could be swayed in the 2024 election by what Taylor Swift thinks. And the former governor said, well, the same fifth of voters were likely voting for the wrong way if they based their decision on the opinion of a celebrity. And of course, he didn't stop there. He had to go on and attack her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, saying, quote, funny how liberals are interested in the opinion of a white man living in the 1% who does work for Big Pharma, an insurance company, and a business accused of using sweatshops, and who has a girlfriend who's going to fly around the world in a private jet to watch him play a game. Well, that's interesting because, of course, here in Wisconsin, Robin Voss and his popcorn empire are being accused of using state prisoners for workers in his popcorn business. And last time I checked, Donald Trump was part of the 1% who flies around in a private jet as well. And unlike Donald Trump, who probably is responsible for hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dead during the pandemic, Travis Kelce is actually trying to help save lives by getting people vaccinated for COVID. Seems like the governor is a little off. Former governor is a little off.
It goes so far beyond that. The guy who bragged about packing his own lunch in a paper bag and shopping at Kohl's, there was an article about how much he's making for Young Americans for Freedom.
How much?
Now, here's the thing, Scott. Let's talk honest. Like, I just call him like I see him. First of all, you're part of the 1%, but you're part of the 1% based on political connections, because all you've ever wanted to be is a politician. Literally from 1985, when we all showed up at Badger Boys State and you were the guy running for president of the United States, and the rest of us were trying to get the milk girls from Ripon College out behind a dorm, right? So you've been running for president forever. That didn't work out so good for you. Now, fortunately, Ron DeSantis came along and said, hey, Scotty, hold my beer. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, right, he's part of the 1% himself, but he's not part of the 1% for the reason that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are part of the 1% because they worked their butts off and they had talent. In Taylor Swift's case, immense talent. In Travis Kelce's too. He might be the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL. That's why they're part of the 1%. She earned the private jet that she flies on. Scott Walker, he rides on Diane Hendricks and a bunch of rich donors
who
he did favors for when he was in office on their private jets.
Right.
So give me a break. Give me a break.
Off the text line, Chris, listening on WMDX, says the same guy that took a private jet on taxpayer dollars to get a haircut That's pretty good, right? Also from Andrew from Maine to Trigvy's comment about needing an enemy. How can we get the GOP to go back to hating on fascism and Nazis instead of Taylor Swift?
Well, here's the thing. Actually, that's a great question, because there's a lot of people who are looking at what Nikki Haley's doing and they're hating on Nikki Haley on the right. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of people criticizing her on the left, right? But right now, what she's doing is actually, and that's how you break extremism, she's creating divides about what it means to be a Republican. And that's a good thing in the sense that whether you like Nikki Haley or not, that's a good thing for democracy. That's mm-hmm. how you break extremism. And I'll give you two examples. People think back to after 9/11, President Bush came out and took a lot of grief for saying that that Al-Qaeda was a perversion of Islam. They're like, what's he doing talking about that? What he was trying to do is create debates within the cleric community in the Middle East about whether that was true or not, right? Mm-hmm. Dividing them into camps, divide and conquer. When Barack Obama started talking about ISIL rather than ISIS, same thing. The way you break these groups is you get them fighting amongst themselves, and it's a lot better off if Nikki Haley ignites a civil war in the Republican Party than having a civil war ignited that we're all in the middle of.
Yeah, totally agree. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Trigvy Olson, a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican here in Wisconsin, is our guest, as always, on Wednesdays, talking about the obsession of MAGA, and GOP with Taylor Swift. Stephen in Green Bay. Thanks for holding, Stephen. What's he?
As you can probably imagine, I have quite a bit to say on this topic. first of all, it is sad in this country that someone like Taylor Swift, who has worked her behind off to get to where she is in the first place, has more of a political microphone than the politics that are running for the office themselves. Mm-hmm. The problem is that politics have failed the younger generation. They can't connect with the younger generation. They don't understand the younger generation. So people like Taylor Swift have to come out and do the job for them. And then they have the audacity to complain, well, we don't like the way you're doing the job. We don't like the job. You have to do the job for us, but we don't like the way you're doing it. And then they vilify her.
Yeah.
I am sick and tired of the Republicans' answer to everything that they don't like or they don't agree with, whether especially when it comes to women, is we're going to trash them and we're going to say all the bad things we can about them and make them sound like they're the scum of the earth. Well, let me tell you, it's because of people like Taylor Swift that younger people are interested in politics at all. Because let's be honest with each other right now, politics. If I was a teenager. And going into politics, I would be so turned off by the current political landscape that I would say I have better things to do. I have things to study. I have things to do for my own personal life rather than worry about this venom that is politics right now.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift is actually doing them a favor.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Stephen.
Stephen, can I ask Stephen a question quick?
Yep.
Stephen, do you know who is the leader of the organization that is dedicated to creating the next generation of conservatives in the United States?
Yeah, it's Scott Walker, the same person.
Exactly.
Who is the reason
says everything you need to know.
My wife will not teach. My wife literally got an English education degree and didn't use it because of Scott Walker.
There you exactly. go. There is a legacy, right? Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate the call. Yeah, there is a legacy for the governor, if he's listening, in, or his friend. Again, we've invited the governor on the show today.
Come on, Scott.
I mean, you've hung out a governor with Trigvy before. You and I have been in meetings together with Dale Schultz and other people. I mean, it's not like we don't know each other. We'll let you say uninterrupted what you want to say, as long as you have a discussion. Will the governor join us on the other side? Stay tuned. Mark, CJ, Jam. We'll take your calls after this. It's the Todd Alamo Show, a Taylor Swift edition of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Look what you just made me do.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Industry waiting on some inventory news coming up later this afternoon. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in agribusiness news so far on a Wednesday, and they could be looking at some historical numbers to be released this afternoon by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Heinberg's concerned that the cattle industry could actually change its composition based on these numbers.
Prices the way they are, I know cattle prices are high, but so are the costs. And so their break-even margins are very, very tight. You know, does the cattle industry start going the route of the vertical integration like the hog industry and the poultry industry does, where the packers, you know, contract raise those cattle? I do think that's something that's in the cards down the road, and, you know, helps them get some stability in terms of the end product that comes at them, as well as the supply chain. That may be a route that we want to go. I don't want to see it. I love the independent producer, but unfortunately, because of the way the situation is, the industry is changing, that could be something that we see down the road.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. That USDA cattle inventory report will be released at 2 p.m. Central Time this afternoon after the market concludes, so those traders will have to pick it up tomorrow when it comes to reaction. What's going on with the markets right now? Not a lot of positives out there. Numbers are next.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Don't get caught off guard in 2024. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
On the midday, it looks like we've got red ink everywhere, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is down more than 50 points currently. March corn's down 2. December new crop down 2 at 478. March soybeans are down 11. November new crop down 8, currently at 1189. July new crop wheat, that's down a dime, 610 a bushel. February Class 3 milk is 8 cents lower at 1615 a hundredweight. March milk right now down 9 at 1684 a hundredweight. Looking forward to seeing you folks tomorrow, beginning at the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo, Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. If you can't make it, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Fabulous Farm Babe. I'll be posting videos and informational tidbits there. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of some sun and clouds today, temperatures are soaring to the mid-40s. Winds are feisty, though, out of the southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will knock it back to feeling a touch cooler, but still very mild for this time of year. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Never broke my bones, so he needs to calm down.
wherever it may lead. It could be to the Swifties, could be to the Grammys. It could lead to the most successful female artist of our time, Taylor Swift. Welcome back to the show. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, January 31st. Zomer's on the board taking your calls. Trygve Olson, former Republican like myself from Wisconsin, joins us from Washington, D.C. He's a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, talking about this attack by out-of-control, predominantly Republican white men who are threatened by Taylor Swift. And I just, you know, our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, you have to know history, right? You're not woke if you don't know history. So let's look at history, because I think some people forget this. Back in 2009, at the VMA Awards, a 19-year-old Taylor Swift beat out the following field: Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Katy Perry, Pink, and Kelly Clarkson for the Best Female Video Award, and won. And it was, I remember that was when Kanye West went up and basically cut her off and said, well, Beyonce really deserved this. It was a total...
Yeah, for single ladies.
Right. And it was for a complete jerk to her. And she, you know, suffered, in all seriousness, that really threw her off. She had to go into counseling. Yeah. She has overcome so much. Her records got taken away from her, basically, the ownership. Yeah. She recut all of them so that she owned them. She is the embodiment of females, of women being leaders and taking control of their own lives. And yet Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin this week, when a story came out in the Daily Mail that a fifth of American voters are likely to back the candidate that Taylor Swift would back, Scott Walker decides to take her on. And her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, by the way, who plays for the Chiefs. And we've invited the former governor on the show. Would love to have him call in. 844-967-2789. Hey.
Wasn't Ron Johnson just on Civic Media?
He's going to be. We had to re- I guess
there yeah, was a re- he's going to be. All yeah. right. Well, yeah. listen, if Ron can do it, Scott, you can do it.
Right. I mean,
here's the thing. So I will say this as a girl dad, right? Like when we were having our first daughter, she was going off to school. That I it weighed on me. She was going to kindergarten or preschool, but it was weighing on me, right? Like, what do I say to her when she goes to school? And I spent a ton of time thinking about it. And I said to her, and I still say it to her and her sister every day, work hard, have fun, be kind and courageous. That, because to me, I'm like, if they do that in life, those four things, everything's going to be okay, whether dad's around or not. Think about Taylor Swift. She embodies that. Like, the fact that my girls view someone who's doing that as a role model is great. The fact that they're happy, that she seems to have found somebody she's happy with, I hope. There's nothing I hope more for my daughters than that they find somebody that they're happy with.
Yeah.
So what are these people doing bagging her?
You like this from Andrew and from Maine listening in on WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha. He says, Governor Walker, threatened or jealous? That's the question. Threatened or jealous, right?
Right. The, you know, Scott really needs to have a conversation. Where I know because, well, I don't know that I still get Christmas cards from, but I know he's really proud of the wedding that his son had, that he met a really nice girl. They got married. Here's the thing is he should sit down with his daughter-in-law and have a conversation.
Yeah,
I think.
I think that's a good idea. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Thanks for listening, Mark. What say you?
Yeah. Thanks so much. And it's so important. Like, for, I just had an experience today coming back, you know, that I'd stopped at Carvelli Cheese in the parking lot when I was going to drive out, to me that a young girl grabbed her younger sister who was going to go trotting out in front of me and, you know, that endanger herself. And this young girl took upon herself to, you know, and I was, you know, paying attention, so I wouldn't have. But I rolled my window down, I said, good job in taking care of your younger sister like that. Mm-hmm. And she just lit up, a big old smile on her face for somebody that actually because I was paying attention to what was going on. It's important to reinforce these kids. And for Scott Walker, and I compare him right now, the image came out like a sewer rat when he was going through the tunnels to the Capitol because he was afraid to walk in the open across the street to confront the people that are protesting him. He never once, poked his head out, as some Republican legislatures did, to look at the singers that were singing in the Capitol, because I was there most days. Taking a break from work, at lunchtime I'd go there and sing at the Capitol. I mean, that for him to be criticized, and Taylor Swift, who I remind these guys that she's going to be, she would be eligible to be president of the United States in 2025 because she's going to turn 35 in December. So she could actually run for president. I mean, that it is just insane that they're going after her like that. I mean, that for Scott Walker, he's basically kind of exhibiting his cowardice that he doesn't want to come on the air and actually face the music and actually listen to something other than the praise of his little acolytes that are in his Young Americans for whatever going on now.
Mark, that's a great point. I appreciate you calling in. And Trigvy, look, Glenn Grothman, who is now in the United States Congress, one of the most conservative guys out there, was in the state Senate during Act 10. Look, I know Glenn. I've had a beer with him. I don't agree with a lot of his politics, but Mark brings up a great point. Glenn had the chutzpah, the courage, to go out and actually meet people and walk through the Capitol and walk. And Scott Walker, like a yellow-bellied coward, stayed behind Mike Hipsch in the governor's office.
Well, I mean, it gets back to who Scott is at his core, right? You know, Scott Walker didn't ever want to be a leader. He didn't ever, it wasn't about doing things unless they promoted Scott Walker.
Right.
Scott Walker, as Tommy Thompson used to always say, two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. And the ones who are attacking Taylor Swift, they're clearly ones who want to be. They're trying to grift off of her half a billion social media followers in the most cases.
Yep.
But here's I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but my buddy Tim Miller, who I'm trying to get to come on sometime with us, he's at the Bulwark with Charlie Sykes and Phil Kristol and those guys, and he's one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet. I've known Tim forever. He absolutely dropped the mic on Scott Walker. Scott Walker tweeted out, that piece about how funny liberals are interested in the opinion of a one percenter.
Mm-hmm.
Tim wrote him back and said, if a person came up to you at a party and says this, you would do anything to get away from them. Quote, interesting point, Scott, but I think I got to go take a call here. Yeah. Honestly,
he's a creeper.
I can tell you, Scott Walker is not the guy you want to go out and have beers with.
No.
The people who are attacking Taylor Swift, not the people you want to go out and have beers with. And I'll tell you, not the kind of guys that I would like my daughters dating one day, quite frankly.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stoughton and CJ. CJ, thanks for calling. What say you?
Wow, that scares me. Thanks for taking my call, Todd. And Trigby did a good job while you were gone. He actually took my call.
did. We had a nice conversation, CJ.
We did. And, I'd like to explain what Republicans believe. And, I heard you talk about women and girls. Republicans believe to protect women and girls' sports for them. Not to have, that's one. We want educated voters, not just Taylor Swift voters. And right now, the deflection of who's in control and whose power we're living right now, whose economy, Middle East, everything, it's your party. The cities are falling apart with illegal immigrants. It's your party.
All right,
CJ, let me ask you a few questions about what it means to be a conservative. I view myself still as a conservative. I'm pro-life. I believe, as Ronald Reagan did, that there's an evil empire. I spent a lot of time confronting it in my career, that Vladimir Putin isn't a genius for invading Ukraine. And the reason why people like me, I can't speak for Todd, left the Republican Party is because the Republican Party has gotten away from those core values, government not interfering in people's lives, that were the foundation of what it meant to be a conservative.
Can I ask you a question? What are your limitations?
Go ahead.
What weak what week have you seen an ultrasound at 14 weeks?
Yeah, I have. I have two daughters. I have a third daughter who is stillborn at 38 weeks, CJ.
If your wife. Okay, well, my
it's not a choice that I would ever want my I would hope my daughters would never make.
You guys, here's the thing. You guys criticize what Republicans believe, and we'd like limitations on it because we believe after a certain point, I want freedom. I want a woman to have a choice. But if your daughter, if your wife, unless, because I believe 14 weeks is a good compromise. I still believe in life. But you know what? A woman should have a choice, especially due to the instance of rape and incest.
CJ, so we got to. Hey, CJ.
Republican believes.
Hey, CJ, we got to move on in a second. I want to get just a quick answer from you. Yes or no? Aside from everything we just discussed, do you feel that Taylor Swift is a good role model for women?
I don't know all her points of views, but I don't want someone just voting because they believe Taylor Swift is a good person. I'd like
all
to know her position.
Fair enough.
Okay. CJ, hang with us, and we're going to play a clip from Taylor Swift that started all of this.
844-967-2789, Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Oh, my God. I had to call in on this one. You know, Taylor Swift is an outstanding, talented, brilliant young woman. She doesn't lose money or have fake businesses or corrupt people like Donald Trump does and a lot of the Republicans, I'm sorry to say, CJ. In addition to that, you have no business sticking your nose in females' health care. None. Zero. Nada. We don't know what happens with women. There's a lot of women who are raped. They have to go through H-E-double-L to prove it, and some of them don't even report it because of that. And you think that you should curse that woman and make her carry something that will cause her mental stress for the rest of her life? And there's a lot of issues you don't even know about. There could be, there's been issues where pills haven't worked, where they've been ineffective, birth control. You know, there's a lot of things here that you guys need to keep your nose in your own business because this is terrible for young women. And Taylor Swift is outstanding. And you know what? She's no Maria Butina, Scotty Walker. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Love it, Gene. Thanks so much. Trigby.
No, she's definitely not Maria Butina. At the end of the day, I understand CJ's point, and the ultimate question, though, I think with CJ, and what I hope CJ spends some time thinking about, is what are those cornerstone things that make someone a conservative? I became a conservative, quite frankly, and involved in politics. Todd, you know the story, because Tony Earle raised the drinking age from 18 to 19, and I didn't make it. And I'm like, I don't want these people on the left telling me what to do. And you can argue I was naive and it was really Reagan or whatever, but that's how I saw things. Right now, as somebody who is still a conservative in the Reagan-esque Tommy Thompson sense of the word, it galls me, and it's antithetical to being conservative, that some theocrat, Scott Walker, is going to be determining what my daughters have the choice of doing. And it's my job as a conservative and as a parent to raise them correctly and not send them to woke dens of indoctrination like the University of Wisconsin, like Scott Walker did. And I definitely, when Scott finally comes on, because maybe he eventually will, I want to have a conversation with him about why he made that choice.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have a celebrity on the phone lines on hold right now. We have a celebrity right. Is it Governor Scott Walker or is it someone else? We'll reveal it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Elbow Show with Trigby Olson on a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The bus.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tallamo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock, a special Taylor Swift edition. One of the most successful people, let alone women, people in the world, signing up 40, 45,000 people to vote, not asking them about their party, just saying participate in democracy. A role model
owns
for
a private aircraft based on her own labor. Sounds right. Like Scott Walker.
Right.
Doesn't have to ride on donors' planes.
But yet, former Governor Scott Walker and other MAGA Republicans attacking her and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who's going to the Super Bowl. 844-967-2789. We have Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. Trigvi, I said before the break, we've been hoping that Governor Scott Walker would call in. He's been invited. So far, no, not yet, but we do have a celebrity. Is it Scott Walker? We bring on the co-host of Devil's Advocates every afternoon from 4 until 6, Mike Crute. Crutey, not quite Scott Walker, but you know what? In our eyes, we love you just the same.
Maybe I do more. Have a matching cabinet injury.
Is that a fact? Crutey, what's up?
And, I do also have resentment for Tony Earl. Only I missed the drinking age when it went from 19 to 21. And I remember voting in earnest that year, 1988, and telling him, you know, I wanted Tony Earl to know the kids care, and we vote, and we care about the drinking age, at least at the University
exactly.
of Wisconsin-La Crosse.
Exactly. So, at Eau Claire, too, Crutey.
So, Crutey, you've shared a beer with CJ and also with Scott Walker. Tell us about that.
Well, we crashed his party at the invitation of David Blaska. Dom and Crute went to the Scott Walker GOP party at Tuskers on the River in Cleveland during the 2016 RNC. And we thought for sure, you know, with the good word of David Blaska behind us, we'd get in. Well, we get there, and of course, we get rejected at the door. And I'm like, well, you know, we gave the old college try. We'll have a story for tomorrow's radio show. But I was driving my shiny new red midlife crisis, my new convertible, and we had driven it all the way down from Wisconsin. It still had dealer tags on it. And some woman comes chasing us out in the parking lot. Oh no, Wisconsinites, you guys can come in. And I said, well, you know, I'm not on the team. She says, oh no. And what we strongly suspected is she thought we might be of the donor class.
Oh,
because Scott
sure.
Walker had a tremendous campaign debt at that time to pay off, right? So anyway, she invited us in. We went in at her. She was the finance director of the campaign. And so we went in and we sat down the bar from Scott Walker. And he sat there, and never have you seen a more depressed, lonely failure of a presidential candidate. And I'm not clear that he even drank a beer that night. So when I say I had beers with Scott Walker, I was the only one drinking. I'm not clear that Scott Walker had any beers at his own party in Cleveland that night.
Hey, Crudy, we appreciate you calling in. Before we let you go, you're a girl dad as well. Just tell us from your standpoint as a girl dad, as a father in general, what does somebody like Taylor Swift mean to you?
Well, I can tell you I've got a 29-year-old daughter who's a very powerful young lady, and I think she makes more money than her old man. I think that's pretty clear. And she's a very empowered woman. She's 29 with no children, doesn't need a man to set her on her course, and she's living in, you know, the most expensive city in the world in L.A. So while I don't know that she's any particular fan of Taylor Swift, I certainly am a fan of this young woman that would show empowerment to all young ladies, including my daughter. The kids are our right.
Yeah.
The kids are right? All right.
Exactly.
And that's why Scott Walker doesn't like them. Because, you know, contrary to his claims, they're not indoctrinated.
Right.
They're free thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. Crudy, thanks so much for
and
calling.
You know what the last generation, Crudy, you know what the last generation to be like that? Is the one that went on to be the greatest generation. Yeah, I just got done reading a book that was all about how they were looked as free thinkers and morally bankrupt and, you know, worthless. And what did they end up doing? They won World War II and built a world that apparently MAGA's trying to destroy.
Well, if you guys have time for a beer later, about 6:01, we'll be looking for some drinking buddies.
I'm up for one anytime, Crudy.
It's a deal. You can catch Dom and Crude every afternoon from 4 until 6 right here on Civic Media, the Devil's Advocates. Thanks, Crudy. We'll talk from you and hear from you later. It's been a enlightening hour, Trigvy, and with all these calls we haven't. We're going to play the. I know you got to bug out. You got another engagement here, but we're going to play these clips in the next hour because I think they're really important. We're going to hear from Taylor Swift herself from her documentary when she stood up to her dad against Marsha Blackburn, and tell folks in a couple of minutes we have left about that race and really what that meant at that time.
Yeah, you know, so the video that came out is from a documentary. I know this because I'm a girl dad with two Swifties, of course. But Miss Americana, and she and her dad, and you'll hear this in the clip, were having a debate because she had written out a statement, and she was really upset by the fact that Marsha Blackburn was saying Tennessee Christian values. Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee Christian values. And the point Taylor Swift makes is she had real policy differences with her. And she said, I'm from Tennessee. These aren't Tennessee values. And I'm a Christian, Dad. And they're not Christian values. And you'll hear in that clip her saying to her dad, I'm not asking. I'm asking for forgiveness because I'm doing this. And you can see the dad, after Taylor and the mom have really gotten into him, basically saying, okay, well, maybe we can work to register people to vote. And that's what dads do, you know, like girl dads, the girl dads out there listening, I'll say this. I love my wife, Erica. I do love you. But when you ask for things to get done, they're judged, as you know, by a little different thing than when the daughters ask. When girl dads get asked by daughters, things happen.
Yeah. I just want to point out before we leave, again, we had a serious invitation to former Governor Scott Walker. He has not called in and joined us. We tried to go to the Republican state convention in La Crosse last year. They pulled our credentials and wouldn't let us in. So when you hear all this nonsense from MAGA and Republicans saying, oh, the media won't let us tell our story, they refuse to come on. They're yellow-bellied sapsuckers. They're afraid, Trigvy.
Yeah, I think we need to keep offering it to Scott, you know, up through the convention. In fact, if he wants to do it at the convention, I will fly out to Milwaukee and go to the Republican convention so we can do it.
Absolutely.
Shimming too, quite frankly.
The Shim Sham Man.
Come on too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We would love to have him on. He has a Diet Coke, so we'll have a Diet Coke with Shimming. Trigvy, always a pleasure. Have a great, and thank you. Trigvy's going to guest host on Friday. Thank you, my friend. People can listen to you then. Back after this for a second hour. Back together.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians, octogenarian influences.
There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm